is there an age limit on being sexy? Well, now former Playboy magazine Playmates are recreating their cover shots, some almost 40 years after their originals. The raunchy magazine says they're recreating the iconic cover images to prove that sex appeal is timeless, but can you really be sexy at 60? And of course, we're talking about men and women here. 0-30-30-80-55-55. On the line, commentators John McCrurick and Paul Martin. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Once again, Paul Martin, Stephen is off and you're allowed on.
Yes, great. Keep him off the airwaves.
John McCrurick, what do you reckon? Can you be sexy at 60?
I reckon, you know, it's the renaissance of a maturer woman. And they've got so much to give, so much experience. They're fantastic. And you only have to think of the words that have come into the language now. The cougar. We all know what a cougar is. A MILF. I won't go and repeat what the initials stand for, but we all know what a MILF means. And for the honey trap, all these kind of things are bringing in the experience of life that they can go and give. It's not the young, flitty gibbet girls and all that sort of thing flaunting what they've got. It's the maturer women are absolutely fantastic, and it's their modern age has come for them, and I'm all for it.
Paul Martin?
I mean, it's disgusting when you see people like Madonna, for instance, and I'm going to use her as an example of somebody who hasn't aged with any dignity at all. And they're in her, I think in one of her most recent videos, she was parading around in a bikini and in hot pants. And it makes me sick. You know, you have to have a bit, you have to have a bit of dignity when you get older. And what we're seeing now, particularly with Instagram, and I blame Instagram for a lot of this, is older women jumping on these sites, looking at much younger, better looking girls who are in shape. And trying to compete with them. And they can't compete, of course, and nor should they try to. And what they do is they lose their dignity, they lose their pride. And I think there's too many celebrities now are really putting too much out there. And it's pretty disgusting.
What an absolute... you're a ghastly man. How dare you try and criticise other people for what they do? What's it to do with you? Always remember, and Radio Ulster people, listen to this. Whoever anyone sleeps with, it doesn't matter. Whether it's a man or a woman, woman, man, both together, whatever they do, there's only two things that matter, whether it's consensual and whether it's underage. If it's underage and it's not consensual, then, of course, that all criticisms are on. Anyone else, what they do is nothing to do with any of us. What they look like is nothing to do with any of us. So what are you going on about? You don't like what they wear or their bikini or showing their bodies off. It's nothing to do with you.
Let's let Paul Martin back in there.
Look away.
Paul, go ahead.
Well, when they stick it all over Instagram, and I get up in the morning, I obviously have to keep an eye on Instagram and Twitter through the showbiz media side of things. And when they stick it all over there, and the first thing you see in the morning is a 60-year-old running around with, you know, cellulite and wrinkles and flap pouring out of a bikini, it is something to do with me. It's not between two people, unfortunately. I wish it was between them and their husband or them and their wife. And that is, and John's actually completely right on that point. But when they're posting it for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to see on Instagram, it's not between them and another person. Well, it's between them and the world and their ego.
John McCrurick, is there any fairness in commenting on what age actually does to you? So when you get older physically, and once again, we're talking about men and women, things get saggier, you get wrinkles.
Of course they do, but some people are attracted by that, some people need that. If you don't like it, don't watch it. But
well, does a booby still find you attractive?
Well, this girl certainly does. Always been my trouble in life. I've never had to go out looking for them. They've been going to me. You know, but people complain, girls complain on a tube train, they're whistled out all their, not physically touched, but the people make passes at them. I have it all the time. Girls have been after me but down the years, and I've had to put up with it. But you've got like Dame Barbara Windsor, she snared a younger fella, Dame Joan Collins. What's wrong with that? Why are people so interfering in other people's lives and what they do? If you don't like it on Instagram, don't watch it.
Okay, Michael in South Belfast.
If you don't like going to a film that's got a horror film or whatever it is, don't go and see it. But why stop other people who might enjoy it, might want to be part of it, from doing it?
Okay. All right, enough, John. Michael in South Belfast, you're going to have to shout your way through. Go ahead.
Well, is it Joe?
No, it's Vinny.
Vinny, you sound a bit like Joe. Vinny, all I can say is Lauren Bacall, Jane Seymour, yep, Helen Mirren, Now, that's enough to be going with, because I don't want your audience to be thinking and all the things in their programme. Those are sexy women. And Lauren Bacall was quite old, and she still had sex appeal.
Why do you think we're so obsessed, Michael, then, with the age element? And when we see, for example, this Playboy, the Playmates recreating their original shoots from years ago, some people are a bit disturbed, Michael. Why is that?
No, this is a human thing. We all go back to your youth and everything, you know, good health and everything, and age and beauty. The legends, you know, you've heard of Oisin, the land of youth. They're in folklore. You know, we all want to go back to our youth and everything. And when you get older, all the aches and pains, you'd love to be younger. I love my wife as much today, the first day that I saw her, and I hope she's not listening to this program.
Why?
And she's as good. Why? Because, well, looks are skin deep.
Well, why do you hope she's not listening, Michael?
Looks are important.
No, because I've never said anything like that to her in my life.
Why?
Well, it goes again on her grain.
But if you feel that, she might like to hear it. So why would you not tell her that? You're announcing it on the radio. If I knew your surname, I'd give that out too. Well, why not tell her?
If you did, Sonny, I'd be coming after you.
What's your wife's name?
Linda.
Linda. And where? In South Belfast?
Yes. So, and she is as beautiful. And I'm 63 and she'll be 62 next month.
And this is a very cheeky question, Michael, but is Linda sexy?
No. Yes.
Be careful, for goodness sake, Michael.
She is. To me, she is. But she doesn't walk. She doesn't walk about flaunting it. She doesn't.
No, I know. That's not what I mean. I mean, you find her sexy because they.
Listen. I met her when I was 21, and I'm still with her. And I was engaged to a Swedish woman and everything before, and I'm married to an Irish woman. Sorry, she was British.
Michael, you sound a bit confused. I kind of hope Linda's not listening this morning. But they...
she knows it's not... Where I come from, Vinny, you don't give compliments. You'd give an insult before you'd give a compliment.
Why, though? That's not nice. You would insult your wife before you would tell her that you still think she's sexy and you think she's as beautiful now as she was when you were, engaged 40 years ago.
There'd be a little bit of tongue-in-cheek in it.
What?
You'd never give a compliment. You'd never give a compliment, you know. That's just... the way we are.
Are you afraid that she might get a bit too big-headed and leave you if she realises how sexy she is?
Listen, what happens, honey.
Yes. It's a very strange conversation to be having with a stranger at 5 to
on a Thursday
five
morning
to 10
on
an
election
yes.
day. But
isn't
I suppose
it just...
I suppose it's better than weeping.
Okay, well, last question before I let you go, Michael. You say you still love her and fancy her, so to speak, as much now as you did when you first met. What is
Correct.
It that keeps it going to be with someone for so long? What's your secret?
Well, do you know the old thing, adage, love and hate, Sonny, and you go floating between both? You couldn't put a cigarette paper between love and hate when it turns. And there are times that she could kill me, and there are times that I could kill her, but we're still together. 40, and it's her anniversary this month as well.
Your 40th anniversary?
Well, no, 40. I met her when I was 3 days after my 21st birthday.
He's trying to do the maths. He's not sure. How many years?
That's 42 years.
Well, congratulations, Michael. And Linda is a very lucky woman, and I'm sure...
No, Vinny. She's a very unfortunate woman. I'm a very lucky man.
That's the right answer. The right answer, Michael. Thank you very much. Christine, you got there in the end, Michael. I thought that was a bit shaky in the middle, if I'm honest. Christine, go ahead.
Hello. We're just back from Portugal. 5 girls. My sister-in-law is 69, and she went about with her bikini on,
yes.
her belly button pierced, and she was lovely.
69, and she has her belly button pierced.
Yeah, she's had it done for about 20 years, and she just is stunning.
John McCrurick, what do you reckon?
Absolutely terrific. But let's go and ask this question here. The new French president, Macron, 39. His wife is 64, 25 years older. Now, how they met when he was a pupil, and that's a different issue. But what's wrong with that? They're clearly in love. What is wrong with that? And it's, I think it's the subjective. There's people who criticise what people wear or what they look like. It is up to them. And as you say, it's on this Instagram thing. Don't look at it if you don't like it.
I have an image of you, John, on the beach.
Be tolerant.
Be
other people what they are. Don't criticise. Don't sneer.
Paul Martin, what do you reckon? Well, I have an image in my head, if I'm honest, of John McCurrick on the beach, belly button pierced and speedos on. But what do you reckon to what Christine Christina said, Paul? What do you think?
I mean, it's a fine image as well, by the way. I think I vaguely remember John being on Big Brother in a big pair of Y fronts.
Indeed.
With everything else hanging out.
Indeed.
I mean, it was a great moment in TV history, but there wasn't much choice in it, and it was quite alarming. But the worst one...
It was plenty to look at.
No, I mean, it was great TV. I have to say, it was great TV, but it was slightly disturbing. But, Vinny, the one I really can't stand is older women with tattoos. Talking about this lady on the beach in Portugal and everything.
Well, Christine is still there. Christine, you were talking about your aunt, is that right? You're still there, Christine?
Yeah.
You were talking about your aunt. Has your aunt got tattoos?
My sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law, sorry. Has she got tattoos?
Has she got tattoos?
No.
Well,
I had one and have it removed. I hate them.
Why?
Don't like them. I think girls are sightly, especially when you get older.
But you're talking about your sister-in-law who's 69 and has her belly button pierced.
Oh, yeah, but that's her. I mean, that is lovely walking around the pool.
No, not at that age.
Yeah.
Not at that age, no.
Why not, Paul?
It creeps me out. It creeps me out. I'm not being rude. I'm sure she's the most wonderful person on the planet. I'm only talking about the piercing or whatever here. I just think it's a bad decision. I think you need to have a little bit... I mean, I think the French women are great for this. French women, when they age, they are very classy. You don't see them walking around with tattoos. You don't see them walking around with piercings. They age with grace, and there's something really sexy about that. But there's nothing sexy about walking around in your 60s with a big... tattoo down your arm piercing.
Is that obsession?
Is that obsession
with youth again there, Paul Martin? I want to bring in Mickey Todd before we hit the news. Mickey, go ahead.
How are you doing, Ned? I'm 60. Just turned 60.
Yes, have you got your belly button pierced?
All my own teeth. All my own teeth. All my own hair.
Right.
Natural tan.
Well,
beautiful moustache.
Good for you.
I'm 60. I act like I'm 18. Women love me.
Okay, are you sure?
What's wrong with that? I am 100% sure. If anyone was in this here program, know me, let them phone in and tell them that.
What do you look like, Mickey? I have no idea.
A bit like a Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck?
Only younger.
A Belfast, a West Belfast Tom Selleck.
Without the Hawaiian shirt.
Well, I'm not sure you're...
And I'm funny, and I'm humorous, and I get on with everybody.
So you agree, then, that when it comes to being sexy, 60, 70, 80, whatever, there's no age limit to being sexy?
No. 60 is sexy. I get sexier every day.
Paul Martin...
The older I get, the sexier I get.
I think you have been outvoted on this morning, Paul Martin.
No, can I just say, Vinny, before I go...
I don't know. Who's he? What's he? Is he an Englishman? He was nothing.
He's not actually English, but there you go.
I'm turning 40.
It's just his posh radio voice.
Hello, it's my Ballymena / English accent. I'm turning 40.
Hold on, Paul Martin. You're from Ballymena.
Well, you hadn't got a sexy voice anyway.
Hold on a second, Mickey. Where are you from?
I grew up in Windsor. I live in Galway. I'm turning 40 in 2 weeks' time, and I've still got it. I still work.
Nonsense,
out. Still
Paul
sport.
Martin. You've been around for a lifetime. There is no way you're turning 40.
I have got great apps. I'm turning 40. So it's okay for me to put pictures of myself on Instagram. And I'm going to do one on Twitter today just to show you my great bod. But anybody over the age of 45, forget about it.
Okay. Paul Martin and John McCurrick, thank you very much. I remember now, every time we have him on, I remember why we keep him off. Anyway.